I'm Sean.
And I'm Alex.
And that's Grayson.
And this is Autism Building the Puzzle.
One piece at a time. Hello and welcome to Autism Building the Puzzle. My name is Alex. I'm your host. And tonight it is just me. It's going to be a mom's episode. Fathers can listen too. So what we're going to talk about is just how my parenting style is different since Sean has gone back to work. I do think I parent different when Sean is not here. So I'm just going to kind of talk about that and kind of how therapy has changed, how everything has kind of changed a little bit of what I expect from Grayson, and just kind of what I teach him throughout the day. So first I'm going to start with therapy, ABA. When Sean had gone back to work, I remember that first week our BCBA was like, what has changed? And she was here with our therapist and she's like, something, you know, is just different. And I had said, you know, since Sean has gone back to work, you know, I don't let Grayson get away with anything. Kind of tough on him. And she was like, I'm seeing like great changes. So she kind of got a feel of, you know, the things I was doing, stuff like that. And then the therapist had said, you know, Alex kind of has a like Mediterranean European kind of way of raising him. And it's true, I do. And, you know, that's how I was raised. My mom was very strict, being Greek and Italian. So there was no getting away with anything. And I hated it at the time, but, you know, it was really the best thing that, you know, could have happened to me and the way she raised me, because it really prepared me for life and being very independent. And with Grayson, I feel like that's a really important thing, you know. With children with autism, you don't know what their future looks like. A lot of times I sit there and I'm like, is he going to be able to live on his own one day? So I teach him these things all day long. If I'm, you know, if I have trash in my hand, I'm like, okay, come here, help me open the cabinet. Let's throw this away, close the cabinet. If I bring mail in or, you know, a delivery, I'm like, can you close the door? If I come in from outside, I'm like, can you shut the sliding door? Like, I'm always involving him. But even like with therapy, if Grayson was running a trial, completed that trial, we would do potty. He would stay on that for, you know, a minute, whatever. And then he would have like a couple second break on the sofa if he kind of wanted to just chill out for, you know, a minute before getting back to the next trial. Once that next trial came, I immediately was up from that table and the therapist would sit there and they have this connection. They've been working together for 2+ years. So there's a lot of trust Grayson has in him. They're definitely paired well. So I'm like, come on, let's go back to work. And I just am, you know, I snap my finger, I point to where he's supposed to sit and he comes right up, he sits right down. And, you know, the therapist is like, great job, Grayson, and everything. Like if he gets a PEX card off of the wall and hands it to me and, you know, we're in therapy, I say to him immediately, okay, I'll get this, take your card, hang it back up on the wall. And he does it. He does all of that. So I'm not all the time like a drill sergeant like that. I don't want you guys to think that. I'm very, very loving and affectionate with Grayson. I literally will sit there and kiss him and hug him for 20 minutes straight. And he loves it because he's so affectionate. We play a lot together, all of that. But when we are in therapy and when we are in homeschool, it's pretty much time for business. He has to focus and he has to pay attention. Today he was, you know, he's having a little bit of trouble focusing today, and he hasn't been like that in a while in therapy. And it was only during sequencing. And the therapist, you know, would snap in front of his face, try to get him back, kind of block his vision on the sides with his hands. So he's just straightforward, you know, without touching him, just putting it next to his head so he has no peripheral vision. And I'll sit there, you know, I'm in the dining room, but I can see him right there. He's literally to the side of me. But he doesn't look at me, so I don't make sure I'm in the view, so I'm not distracting him. But like today when he was having trouble focusing, I'm like, come on, Grayson, focus. Bam, got the sequence right away after I said that. And that was of 2-3 minutes after not paying attention. So he does listen very well. He listens very well to me. And, you know, children with autism, they like routine. And this is how we have been doing it. And I think when Sean, before he went back to work, I'm more laid back because, you know, there's another parent there helping, your partner's there, your husband's there, whoever it may be. So you can kind of, it feels like, take a step back a little bit. And, you know, I know some fathers aren't, you know, involved. They may not be involved, and that can be hard. I honestly cannot imagine, and I sympathize with all you single moms out there because I don't know how you do it, honestly. I'm sure you just, you get used to it eventually. You have to do it. But I would imagine that would be really difficult with having a child on the spectrum, working. I just can't imagine. So I truly sympathize with you guys, and I think you guys are really good moms, you know? And I would hope that I would be the same. And I say it all the time, I don't think I would have been as good as a mom as if it wasn't for Grayson's autism. I think I would have been really laid back, honestly. More laid back. Maybe not with everything, but I really do think I would have been not as involved. And I will be honest and say that. I think when you don't have a child, like if you have a neurotypically developing child, let's say, you know, everything's normal. There's no problem with like fine motor. So would you sit there and would you do fine motor exercises just to enhance and develop that even more? Probably not. You're probably not going to do as much as you would with a child on the spectrum that needs that constant help and a constant guidance and working on those things. You know, when Grayson, he had good fine motor skills, but some things needed to be improved. So we did a lot of, you know, like the beehive activities where you take the tongs and drop the bee in the hive, things like that, so that he was using, you know, those fingers and that wrist and all of that. But if you had a child that was neurotypically developing, you probably would not do that. I know I probably won't. And, you know, if you do, great. That would be fantastic. But it opened my eyes to think every parent should be doing these things, though. This is a part of development. And I think a lot of times, a lot of us are so laid back when there's not a problem. Because why do you really need to look into that or fix that if there's no problem? But, you know, puzzles, things like that, I feel as though if I had a neurotypical child, I would be working on the same things with them that I work on with Grayson. Just to strengthen that even more. So that's how the parenting style has changed during therapy, homeschool. You know, I will say when Sean took off for that year during COVID, I definitely did take a step back, a huge step back. And I did feel really guilty when I did it. It wasn't like I was like going out or anything. I was home here. But like in the mornings, I would let Sean do therapy. And I really just rested and kind of took a minute for myself because I had been dealing with all of this in therapy for three and a half years. And I know some of you guys are single and doing it on your own, but it was hard at times. And I think I just needed that minute of sanity to just kind of get myself back, you know, in a way and just be like, okay, let me refocus. Let me have this time and then I can reamp again. And I felt guilty. Sean was there. He was very supportive. He did everything for Grayson and all of that. And he had no problem. And it was good for Sean though, in a way, because when the husband is working all the time, they don't see what's going on in therapy. And it can be really, really difficult to explain that and make them understand what's going on. Cause it's hard to imagine unless you're really there. So I think that was really helpful for Sean. I think that's really where he really felt the closest to Grayson. So I think it was really important to give him that time and take a step back because Grayson was really attached to me and things like that. And he was attached to Sean too, but he was home with me every day. So he got really attached to me. And sometimes I was the only one that could calm him down in situations. So in this sense, Sean became that person too for him. And that was important for Grayson too. Grayson became super attached to Sean and they just really bonded. So do I felt guilty about that? Yes, but it was for the best for Sean and for Grayson. And I had that time and Sean needed that time. So as guilty as I felt of like, you know, if Grayson would then run to Sean and not look for me to that during that time. Sometimes I felt like I was letting Grayson down or that I hurt him but I didn't, you know? But now he goes to both of us. He's very comfortable. He loves both of us. He has a ball with both of us. So I think that was the best thing I could have done in that whole situation. And it did reamp me. Now I'm, you know, in therapy with him full time. I'm doing homeschool and I really needed to reamp before homeschool. But that's been going great. He's been doing great. So I couldn't be any more proud of him for how he's doing with that. So I have a strict parenting style. I believe I've talked about it on previous episodes, but I do not believe in smacking or hitting. I don't believe in that whatsoever. I believe in talking to your children. Listen, if that's what you do, that's your own business. I just feel as though my grandmother always taught me she never smacked her children, and her children respected her. They had a great relationship, and when you can talk to your children will feel comfortable opening up to you too. And especially if they are special needs. You shouldn't be doing that. They are going through a hard time, and they shouldn't be punished for anything that's happening. It's not their fault. They're struggling in their own selves. And in my opinion, they don't need you or anybody else doing that. I believe in we all should keep our hands to ourselves, and we should respect our children like we would anybody else and not put our hands on them. I'm very strong in that belief. I don't even believe in, like, tapping the hand. I don't believe in any of that. Tapping butt, none of it. I get down on Grayson's level, and I explain things to him, and I talk to him all the time, and he understands, and I get so much further that way. But as far as do I change my tone if I need to get serious with him and I need to just get loud, if he's jumping on the sofa and could possibly hurt himself, do I say, sit down? Yes, because he immediately will sit down. That is me protecting him. But no, I do not put my hands on him. Even that's another thing I was going to talk about that I had said in the beginning of the episode I was going to talk about is I talk to Grayson every single day. So for example, animals. If, you know, we have an 18-year-old dog, she'll be 18 on Christmas, Savannah, and he respects her a lot. He does not touch her. He does not pet her. He looks at her, he watches her, he makes sure he doesn't run into her. He's, you know, I'll tell him, walk around her very slow because she's losing her vision. She gets nervous. And he'll walk around really slow. And I tell him all the time, listen, animals don't have a voice like you don't have a voice. So we have to take care of them. If an animal needs help, we give them help. And I explain these things all the time. Do some things I say he doesn't understand? Possibly. Yeah, probably. But if you talk to your children like this at a young age, they will grow up having this instilled in them. And I teach him from things like that. And the other day, I even gave him a little sermon and I said, you know, you respect everybody, no matter what. You never say you hate anybody. Hate is a very strong word. You know, you would say you could dislike somebody. And I'm just like going on and on and on. And I said, you know, you have a family. You respect your wife. You treat your wife good. You take care of your family. You provide for your family. And I believe in talking to them while they're young. And, you know, I think it's really important. So I do that. I go through sermons every day of how much he should respect people. So every day is a new sermon. And, you know, I hope that one day it makes him a well-rounded gentleman, man. So that's pretty much all I have for you guys. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I just wanted to give you you guys a kind of day in the life of how I am with Grayson. Like I said, I'm very, very lovable with him. And, you know, but I am strict during therapy and homeschool when it's time to focus. And then, you know, the rest of the day, I'm a little bit more laid back with him. He doesn't do anything wrong, honestly. So I never have anything to yell at him about, except if he's jumping on the sofa. He just sits there and learns, and he is a great, great kid. I cannot say anything really bad that he does. He doesn't touch our stuff. He only touches his things. He doesn't do anything. He doesn't break anything. He doesn't do anything. So he's really good. So I'm proud of him. But yeah, those are the times that I mean business. Mama means business. So I hope you guys enjoyed this. I appreciate you guys tuning in and always tuning in and giving us all of your support. You guys can find us on IG, Instagram, under Building the Puzzle, and on Facebook. We have a page and a group, so go and like that. I know I keep saying we're going to have the YouTube channel up and going. Hopefully soon. I am going to kind of do something on my own with Grayson for the time being, so because Sean's working, so he's probably not really going to be involved in the channel, so I'm going to do something on my own with Grayson of just recording every day and things like that. So that's that. And make sure, guys, if you go on our Etsy, Grayson and Company Toys, or you can go to www.grayson-company.com, you can shop all of our toys, maybe hopefully get them in time for the holidays. We've been getting a lot of orders for the holidays, so definitely check that out. We have a lot of good things on there. There's more things on our website than on our Etsy, so make sure you check out the website. All right, guys, and with that...
For Autism, Building the Puzzle, one piece at a time. I'm Sean.
And I'm Alex.
Signing off. Take care, everybody. Here at Building the Puzzle, we understand how difficult and challenging it can be for parents with autistic children that have communication delays. Well, if you're in New Jersey, you're in luck. The Speech Paradigm has you covered. They're helping children overcome speech challenges all across New Jersey. They offer both telehealth services as well as in-home therapy. Please reach out to them. You can take a look on their website at www.thespeechparadigm.com. You can reach out by phone at 732-203-5268. You can also find them both on Facebook and Instagram as well at The Speech Paradigm. We are also sponsored by Grayson & Company, making homemade toys. They have everything from wooden homemade toys to sensory bins, sensory boards, all different kinds of toys for your children. They can be reached at grayson-company.myshopify.com as well as on Facebook and Instagram, as well as Etsy. On Etsy, they can be found at Grayson and Company Toys.